And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Attorney General Pam Bondi is sparring with members of a Senate committee today on a series of issues, from National Guard deployments to the administration's legal pursuit of political foes. CBS's Chanel Call is following the hearing.
This is an annual Justice Oversight Committee meeting, but it comes after former FBI Director James Comey was indicted. So some Democratic lawmakers now accusing the Justice Department of sort of going after people that are perceived to be enemies. Attorney General Pamela Bondi facing some questions about the Justice Department hiring January Sixers and the Trump administration's move to deploy National Guard troops.
President Trump was asked again today if he'd invoke the Insurrection Act.
Yeah, well, it's been invoked before, as you know. If you look at Chicago, Chicago's a great city where there's a lot of crime. And if the governor can't do the job, we'll do the job. It's all very simple.
Chicago's mayor, Brandon Johnson.
Illegal, unconstitutional, it's dangerous, it's wrong. This is not about deportation. This is not about safety for this president. This is about authoritarianism.
Roughly 200 members of the Texas National Guard will deploy to Chicago this week. With the government shutdown continuing, the question today surrounds whether federal workers will receive back pay, as they have in the past. The White House Budget Office is raising the issue. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
There are some legal analysts who are saying that that may not be appropriate or necessary in terms of the law requiring that back pay be provided.
President Trump said today some people may not deserve it. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Every single furloughed federal employee is entitled to back pay. Period. Full stop. The law is clear.
Democrats are accusing the White House of using federal workers as bargaining chips. Today marks 2 years since the Hamas attacks on Israel. In Egypt, talks continue on a U.S. plan to stop the war in Gaza. Reporter Haley Ott tells us there's been no letup in the fighting.
We know that Israeli strikes in Gaza have continued in advance of and during the talks that are taking place in Egypt. And our teams both in southern Israel and inside Gaza today also report hearing loud strikes. And Gaza's health ministry says at least 116 people have been killed there since the White House announced its 20-point peace plan.
Tropical storm Jerry has formed in the central Atlantic and is expected to track west-northwest over the next few days and strengthen, becoming a hurricane later this week as it approaches the Lesser Antilles. On Wall Street at this hour, stocks are lower, the Dow off 190 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Brewers are one game away from a clinch. A special Amtrak train called the Brewers Express will be taking fans from Milwaukee to Chicago tomorrow for Game 3 of the NLDS at Wrigley Field. If the Brewers win, they move on in the playoffs. The train with a stop in Sturtevant offers brats and giveaways to passengers and does return in the evening. A watch party is planned in Milwaukee for fans staying closer to home. First pitch tomorrow is at 4:08. Drugs or alcohol likely caused a deadly head-on crash in Summer Sunday night, where a GMC pickup crossed the center line and hit a Honda SUV. The SUV driver died at the scene and the pickup truck driver was seriously injured. Highway E was closed for hours during the investigation. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is looking into what happened. Gas prices in Racine County are at $2.71 a gallon today, which is cheaper than Kenosha County and most places in Wisconsin. The state average is at $2.77, and it recently went down overall due to OPEC production increases. Wisconsin saw a record high of 98 domestic violence deaths last year, mostly women and mostly involving guns. That's according to a group called End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Advocates warn violence is rising as federal funding declines, forcing cuts in staff and services statewide. A 27-year-old Milwaukee man was caught with fentanyl, cocaine, and a syringe in Racine County Court while nodding off during a hearing. 27-year-old Calvin Burnside faces felony bail jumping and drug possession charges. He had been previously released on bond with strict conditions. And it may not feel like it, but tis the season. Applications are now open for the 2025 Racine Holiday Parade. That's going down November 8th. There's more information about how to sign up on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers roll past the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-3 victory over the Cubs in their best of five playoff series. The Cubs have now lost two in a row. Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, in the first two games, we have just not, you know, produced enough pressure on them. And it's, you know, that's going to add up to a lot of zeros.
Game three tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock at Wrigley Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asks if Quinn Priester will be on the mound.
Do you know what your plans are for game three starting pitcher?
Game three will be Priester.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Heat 103-93 in preseason play. The Packers held practice and wide receiver Christian Watson out there since that ACL injury last January. Does it feel good to be back?
100%. I got to knock a little bit of rust off. Obviously, it's been a while since I've been able to, you know, go out there and play football, but from just, you know, confidence and just running and everything, it felt really good.
That's Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing to take place for your Tuesday afternoon. North winds 5 to 15 and highs in the mid-60s. For the overnight, mostly clear skies. Winds will be lighter. Look for low temperatures to drop into the mid and upper 40s. Currently 62 degrees.
WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber. My friend Rich over here says it's 64 degrees.
65 degrees.
65? All right. Well, we'll agree on 65. Here's Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Good afternoon.
I lost that love before.
got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Thank you, baby. You see, you're even in my dreams. I can hear, baby, I can hear you calling me. I'm so in love with you. All I ever want to do is thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
Racine, local news and timeless hits.
Tops. I'll be there. Reach out. Yes. Oh, I should probably tell you what you're listening to. WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. I'm Cindy Huber filling in for Kurt Vollman. And with me, my buddy Rich. Rich LoCascio.
Hello. How are you?
Did I say that right? Because all these years I've been saying it wrong.
Your autocorrect always gets it wrong. It's not Rich Location, it's Rich LoCascio, or Rich on the radio now.
I think, yeah, that's right. You have a weekend show.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, right. I've listened to you sound really good.
Hey, you know where
making
I get it from.
Making me jealous here. Yeah, hey, I don't know who you're getting
it
from.
What was it? 9.5 months ago, you and I did my 40th birthday show.
Was that so much fun?
Yeah, I know. It feels like eons ago. But.
So I led you into your life of crime, radio crime. All righty. Well, then I can take the blame for it. I can take the heat, man.
If you want to look at it that way, that's up to you.
Well, we were actually opening the mics to talk about the Brewer game last night.
Oh, goodness. 7-3 win over the Chicago Cubs. Brewers are now one win away from the National League Championship Series. They play tomorrow against the Cubs at Wrigley, and hopefully this will be the last game of the division series. Hopefully.
Now, you know what? Anything can go wrong with the Cubs. You know, just it's never in stone here.
Well, pregame starts at 3:30 right here on WRJN. So I know there's people here in the office, people here in the studio that are psyched. They're wearing their Brewers gear. They are gearing up for tomorrow's game. It's happening tomorrow, and everybody's so just, you know, on edge. Like, just let's finish this.
Like, well, yeah, I like to drag it out a little bit. It's been fun. It's really fun.
October baseball is always fun.
Yeah.
Always fun because there's so much, there's the high stakes and the drama and the storylines. And, you know, it's just so entertaining to watch.
It's so good to see you so excited about something, Rich.
Absolutely.
Hey, how about those Brewers? Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
By the way, the Brewer game tomorrow is sponsored by Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. And it's tomorrow, pregame, 3:30. There you go, right here on WRJN.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
As the seasons change and the crisp autumn air fills the canyon, you're invited to experience the Aquavia Lumina Enchanted Nightwalk at Wilderness Resort like never before. The story, music, and light take a new shape under the changing leaves above. Wander through a mile of sandstone canyons while letting your imagination drift with the beauty and magic of it all. Open to the public year-round, but you won't want to miss it this fall. Purchase tickets at aquavialumina.com.
Keep your swing sharp all year at X-Golf Kenosha. Thursday, October 9th kicks off a 10-day fundraiser for the Kenosha Police Department with a special tournament. It's the KPD versus the public in a fun scramble format, all for a great cause. Enjoy giveaways like free golf rounds, KPD and X-Golf gear, and gift cards. And make sure you follow along on social media for all the action throughout the day. October 9th, X-Golf Kenosha, just off Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. It's more than golf, it's about the community.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Wake up,
we gotta go home.
Brothers on WRJN. Local news, timeless. This great album, Dusty in Memphis. Check it out. It's still as good as when she put it out in 68. Here's Son of a Preacher Man, Dusty Springfield.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Dust and Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard, we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Baby does the hanky panky.
we're walking on down the line.
Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, pretty baby, can I take you home?
I never saw her, never saw her.
Very low and tight now.
Hey, my baby, does a hanky pain.
Theme on this song, My Baby Does the Hanky Panky. What? And as a kid, I didn't know what that was. I thought that was some new TV game or some new game that I had never
Board
heard
game,
of.
Board right?
game, that's right, baby. Yeah. I almost said video game.
Shoots
aside.
And ladders and
yeah,
hanky panky.
Exactly. You're listening to WRJ on local news, timeless hits. I'm Cindy Huber, with me, Rich Location. I just want to say something. Rick Locascio.
She couldn't help herself.
I have to. Every time he comes up on my Facebook, I try to get a hold of you or something. It comes up, Rick Location. Nobody cares. I'm sorry. Jumping ahead, we are now getting to be everywhere as
Absolutely.
Far as our signal.
Absolutely. WRJN is expanding. Now, when you head north of the Racine County line along the lakeshore, you can hear us, your local news, your timeless hits on 107.3 FM in southern Milwaukee County and most of Caledonia. Now, that clean.
Ooh, Caledonia.
Yes, that clean, clear FM sound for all of your favorite timeless hits are now on 107.3 FM. And of course, you can't forget about 99.9 FM here in Racine. 98.1 FM in Kenosha, 1400 AM all throughout southeastern Wisconsin, and of course, worldwide on the Civic Media app.
That's right. For all three of you listening in Guam, we're there. We're
hey,
there
we're,
for you.
We're buddy. Everywhere. We're worldwide.
Yeah. That's kind of scary now. Now I'm going to screw up the rest of the day. Of course,
hey,
I'll
I got family listening in Florida. I got family listening in Florida to our station every single day. Not just because I'm on it, but they love the timeless hits, and it feels like home to them.
Absolutely. I hope you guys are enjoying our home music, our music of the some of these tunes.
The greatest music ever made.
Yeah, Carpenters coming up. Come on. Love the Carpenters.
I know how much you love the Carpenters.
Yeah, absolutely. Sly and the Family. I know I bring it up every 2 seconds I talk to you. So there you go. Now time for news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Drugs or alcohol were likely a part of that deadly head-on crash in Summers Sunday night. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office says at about 6:30 that night, a GMC pickup truck crossed the center line on Highway E and collided with an SUV, killing the SUV driver and seriously injuring the pickup truck driver. Emergency crews had to pull the SUV driver from the crash, who was pronounced dead at the scene. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is leading the investigation. He was just released on bond 2 weeks ago for a felony theft charge. Now he's back behind bars. A criminal complaint says 45-year-old Ricardo Mendoza Sr. stole about $800 worth of goods from Kohl's in Mount Pleasant Friday. Mendoza was already awaiting trial on a separate felony theft case filed just last month. He was released on a signature bond. Prosecutors have now charged him with another count of felony theft and bail jumping as a repeat offender. Records show Mendoza has a long criminal history, including convictions for theft, drug offenses, and resisting arrests. He's being held in the Racine County Jail while the new charges move forward. You'll save a nickel a gallon if you fill up in Racine County instead of Kenosha County today. The average is $2.71 in Racine County. That's better than in most places. Lisa Hale has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Gas prices continue their downward trajectory, falling 5.5 cents per gallon in Wisconsin in the last week. The state's average is now $2.77 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. Nationally, the average price for a gallon of gas is $3.08. Patrick DeHaan, who heads petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said OPEC agreed to boost oil production over the weekend, but a refinery fire outside of Los Angeles will cause prices to increase in the western states.
And it'll be a celebratory train ride to the friendly confines. If you've got tickets to Wrigley for a potential clinching Game 3 of the National League Division Series, you could take a ride to Chicago on the Brewers Express. The special Amtrak train will depart Milwaukee's Intermodal Station tomorrow morning with cars decorated in Brewers colors. The first 300 passengers will get brats and giveaways. The game doesn't start until 4. The train will make regular stops on its way to Chicago's Union Station. That includes a normal stop in Sturtevant. Fans will still need tickets to enter the game. Amtrak will send a train back at 8 tomorrow night. If you're staying closer to home, there's a watch party planned at the Harley campus in Milwaukee. If the Brewers win, they move on in the playoffs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing to take place for your Tuesday afternoon. North winds 5 to 15 and highs in the mid-60s. For the overnight, mostly clear skies. Winds will be lighter. Look for low temperatures to drop into the mid and upper 40s. Currently 62 degrees.
WRJN. How can I be sure? In a world that's constantly changing, how can I be sure where I stand with you?
This is WRJN, the one tune that didn't ever sound like the Rascals, but was And that was How Can I Be Sure? I'm Cindy Huber. Today at 5, our class reunion is 1973. Boy, that was a great year for music. You had everybody recording hits. My goodness, Grand Funk was in it. Paul Simon was doing well. Cher had a number one song. Oh. Ooh, did I just give it away? Ah, shoot, I hate it when I do that. Here's Sugarloaf.
Green-eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly towards the sun. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion's lady, and lonely lovers free.
This is WRJ with Sly and the Family Stone. And last week, I had The Carpenters as one of our class reunion tunes. And the song that I played reminded me of the best car scene ever filmed that came from the movie Tommy Boy.
Hey, good tune, man.
I don't think so.
Yeah, here we go. Sucks.
Long ago,
talk about lame.
Totally. So you can change it if you want.
I don't care. It's up to you.
I can live with it if you can.
Suit yourself. Love with you.
Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby?
True though, that's what happens every time that song comes on for me without the car wreck in the movie. All right, here you go. The Carpenters. Song, by the way, is called Superstar. WRJN. Carpenter, brother Richard Carpenter, the Carpenters, Superstar. WRJN, I'm Cindy Huber, filling in for Kurt Vollman and my buddy Don Rosen. Tomorrow on the Don Rosen Show. Well, first I should tell you, thanks to Marine Credit Union, his show is sponsored every morning. Marine Credit Union, chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time. And tomorrow on his show, City of Racine's 13th District Alderwoman, Renee Kelly, just talking about recent council meetings and updates and news about her district. That's all tomorrow on the Don Rosen Show right here on WRJN.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
WRJN.
I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
Take the last train to
That's the Monkees. Local news, time to assist WRJN. And coming up, less than half hour away, my old Uncle Dick is back with an Uncle Dick's band and picks, and he's going to be talking about a made-up band, and I'm not talking about the Monkees, but about their producer, who is also behind this other band today, just after 4:15 right here.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you. How in my silence I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
WRJN.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. As the government shutdown continues, the two sides are still no closer to an agreement, and federal workers can only worry about the talk today about whether they'll be paid after the shutdown ends. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
This is certainly ricocheting across the federal workforce, furloughed and unfurloughed, essential, non-essential today, as they now wonder for the first time, might they not get their back pay whenever this impasse ends? And remember, it could go for several weeks. So that would be a huge financial hit for tens of, if not hundreds of thousands of federal employees across the U.S. government.
And President Trump insisted again today that programs are on the chopping block.
Sure.
Which ones?
We have a lot. I'm not going to tell you, but we'll be announcing it pretty soon. But we have a lot of things.